20H. In October 2003, people all over San Diego County woke up to an orange haze covering the sky, a thick layer of ashes all over their cars, lawns, and gardens, and an acrid scent of smoke in the air. San Diegans didn't know it yet, but they were in the midst of the largest fire in the history of California. The Cedar Fire, along with two other smaller fires, devastated San Diego and left it shrouded in ashes for well over a week after the fires were under control. Businesses closed for several days, and most schools all over the county shut down for a whole week. Although the weather was warm, residents closed their doors and windows to shut out the dangerous ashes and remained closeted in their homes, riveted to the television to see which direction the fire would turn next. After it was over, nearly 2,000 homes and over 250,000 acres had burned. Thousands of residents were homeless, and many more were unable to return to their homes for days until the air was safe to breathe. But residents all over the county began doing something about it. People formed groups to collect and deliver food and clothing, and to lobby public officials for money. Volunteers began piling up sandbags to prevent erosion whenever rain threatened the area. Everyone wanted to help their friends and neighbors in whatever way they could, even offering to let fire victims stay with them until they were able to get back on their own feet. The community of San Diego County pulled together like never before. Margaret McWhorter of Ramona, where the Cedar Fire began, opened her home to Livia Clark, whose home had burned down. She also gave a computer to a local animal welfare worker who had lost his computer and his home. Margaret said she was glad they'd found Livia's cat, too, because so many people had lost all their animals. When questioned further about offering her home to Livia, she said, "They're there, and you just want to do something." Evidently, that was the way a lot of people felt. They knew it could have been them. It just seemed so right to want to do unto their friends and neighbors what they would want done for them if they had been in the same situation.